and welcome to Mouse Chat. I'm Lisa, and joining me, I have Steve, Chris, Lauren, and Sharpie.
Hey.
Hello.
Welcome, everyone.
Hiya.
Hiya. Howdy. Hello. Howdy. What'd you say?
I don't even know. Not much.
No. Oh. Hi.
I need to find a new thing for hello.
I know.
Hiya is your thing.
You do something like all the other Disney podcasts where we, like, do some, I don't know, some Disney character reading or something weird. Everybody has.
Oh boy!
There we go. See, that's
I figured we were weird enough.
I know, that's why we.
That's a valid point.
Yeah. We don't do any of that.
Kind of carries us on our own.
Oh goodness!
Mm-hmm.
Alrighty, so
we have our special charms about us, right?
They are special.
That's what your mom says.
special snowflakes. Oh, we
special
are
special purpose.
Yes, we are.
Alrighty, so today we're going to be discussing some of the news around the world of Disney. Steve, you get to start us off.
Okay, so we have this is a rumor, and it was on Twitter, so I don't know if this is...
So it must be true.
Yes. So there is rumor that a new Disney app is on its way. The person's saying that it might be called Genie. It has a couple features. One is chat with a cast member.
Yay. What are you wearing?
A name tag.
And a blue or white. And a blue or white name tag.
Yeah.
And there go our ratings.
Yeah. So chat with a cast member.
Hey, there are a lot of lonely people.
And well, and it's perfect because it's bilingual is what they're saying too. So there you go. And then, I don't know. It doesn't seem to have much that I'm interested in here. So I can't imagine that Disney that is cutting the staff is going to actually employ people to chat with people in the park about what time is the 3 o'clock parade, but we'll see.
Probably have like bots.
Yeah, it's good. Everything just says go to the Emporium and you can find it there.
Why don't you get a turkey leg? What's wrong with the turkey leg? You are walking the wrong way.
Yes, there you go. It's just it's just nothing.
Three steps to your right.
Everything is three steps to the right. And then it has something called magic lenses, which sounds, I think the word magic lenses is more exciting than what it actually is. So, you know, those giant photos where they might have like a photo of the castle. And then when you look at it closely, it's made up of everybody's vacation photo. And, you know, all the little photos make the castle. That's right? What, yeah. That's what magic lenses appears to be. So somehow.
Well, that's interesting.
Mm-hmm, so somehow all these photos make some larger thing. So that is maybe part of the app as well. So if we see anything and if we see a new app called Genie, supposedly it might be at Walt Disney World only. We will let you know.
All right. Thank you. Chris, you're next.
Okay. I don't know why we're even talking about this because there's no release date and there's no plot. However, Disney just announced that they're going to be making Frozen 2. I know this is shocking and I hope you're all sitting down.
Well, you know, there's so many unanswered questions in the first
I know.
One. I think that they really had no choice but to go with the sequel.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. I don't know. I'm sure it's going to be massive, and they're opening up the new attraction at Epcot this year. So
the sequels are always kind of a downer.
I don't, you know, the one out.
Remember
the
Ariel 2?
Toy Story. They do a good job with
you. That is actually true. But like all the princess ones were kind of a bummer.
Well, even like Lion King 2, Lion King 2 and a half.
I think those all were like straight to DVD release type things.
Kind of.
Not many Disney movies that, I mean, Toy Story really takes the
Toy Story is the exception.
And then maybe Finding Nemo and Dory. So we'll see how that one goes.
Yeah, I could see Dory being good.
Well, and then,
I think the reason why Toy Story was so strong for sequels was because all of the characters had such a good story behind them.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They were all solid characters. There wasn't a single lead. There were multiple leads, and each one played a very important role. So whenever you go to do a sequel, it made for a great opportunity for a much deeper script and good dialogue. Yeah. So
I am looking forward to The Incredibles when that comes
out.
That's the one I want to see. They've been talking about it forever.
Is that in the theater? Or is that one of those just straight to DVD?
No. No, it's going to be a major release.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
They announced it like 5 years ahead of time.
So it's my favorite.
That movie's awesome.
I love The Incredibles.
Yep. And they left it open. So I was like, and I was like, oh, it's going to be. So, and then they waited like, I don't even know how long it's been.
Years. It was released in 2004. Yeah, exactly. The original was released in 2004.
Wow.
So here I am waiting.
I know.
I'd like to point out Steve has a Mr. Incredible outfit.
I wear it.
Stop it right now.
I'm wearing it right now.
If you have pictures of that, no. I will gladly pay you money so I can put them on the Mousetrap page.
I may have those.
Oh my God.
No, I've never put it on.
You were Mr. Incredible when Amber was.
Oh, was she?
A teeny tiny.
We need to see that.
Wow.
This is ridiculous how you could hold this out and torture us this way.
It was hard to get all my bulging muscles into that thing, if I remember right. I remember. Stop.
So go ahead and mark June 21st, 2019 on your calendars. That is the release date for The Incredibles 2.
That's going to be awesome.
Wow, we have three more years.
You, Elastigirl?
I know.
Oh. I was Elastigirl.
All right. We'll need to see the whole family's picture then.
Yeah. Okay. And Amber was kind of Jack-Jack, but she was a girl, so.
They're supers!
Yeah. We went as supers.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Very cool. So, yes. I'm excited to see the new movie.
All right. Let's see who's up next. Sharpie.
And I'm going to allow our listening audience about 3 seconds of silence to guess what the story's going to be about.
Oh, can I guess?
Or maybe a park?
It's about Animal Kingdom
Park. I can't believe that Sharpie has a story about
Animal Kingdom
Park.
And by the way, the hashtag that I used on Instagram today was anteaters of Instagram should be a thing. I totally think it should be. Message to Disney, please bring back the giant anteater. We miss our auntie. Anyway, off my soapbox of abandoned animals of the Animal Kingdom. So they've released a little bit more details about what is coming to Kilimanjaro Safaris. And if you haven't been listening, that is extended nighttime hours. And those are getting ready to be released. It's going to be interesting because it's going to be, they're going to make their debut around the same time that Rivers of Light makes its debut, which is later in April, April 22nd. So the difference is going to be, you're going to see a lot different type of animal activity at nighttime. And there's going to be some exterior lighting on the ride vehicle. So you're going to be seeing some of the daylight animals, but they have also the new habitat for the spotted dogs and the hyenas was specifically built with built-in lighting to provide like a sunset type glow to that animal venue. So you can see those animals, better in the evening. Something that had been kind of debated was whether they would leave the trails open, the Maharaja Jungle Trek and the Pangani Forest Trail. Those will be closed. They're not doing further lighting on those. And they're definitely not going to do the staff that it would require to keep those open, throughout the evening hours. So Kilimanjaro Safaris will be doing excursions, after dark, with special lighting out on the savannah. And one, they're going to be doing a different route, reportedly, than what the daytime safaris do. And they're going to park the vehicles, for a little while so you can actually watch the animals, instead of kind of constantly keeping the ride vehicles moving. So there's going to be a lot more stopping and watching of the animals instead of just, kind of a scripted run through of the savannah and then the forest area. So I'm really excited to give this a shot. There are one of two ways that this could go. This could be equally as exciting or more exciting than the daytime ride, or this could be an absolute snoozer watching animals sleep.
Could be.
Yeah.
So I'm excited to see what this holds. As much as I do love the Animal Kingdom, I'm not going to invest 45 minutes in an attraction that just kind of sits on the savannah and watches animals sleep. So we're going to have to see what Disney does with this one, because they are real animals. They're not animatronics. So we're going to have to see what the animals do.
Sharpie.
Because it's up to them. It's their attraction.
You're so going to do it, even if they're sleeping.
Lisa, you see right through me.
You know what? If there was a big old sign that said all the animals are sleeping, are you still going to go on? You are going to run to the front of that line.
Yeah.
Yeah, he is.
With the question, I wonder if giraffes snore.
Yeah, you're going to find something to enjoy about it.
You're right. You're right. I will experience it regardless. Yeah. So.
Well, that's what we love about you.
Yeah.
You're going to find the good in anything.
Yeah. So check out our Instagram page for the picture of the giant anteater that I posted recently. So I miss the anteater. Can't wait to see the aardvark, though. New aardvark out at Rafiki's Planet Watch. Go see the aardvark. His name's Willie.
His name is what?
Willie. It's Willie the aardvark.
The aardvark.
You can interact with this aardvark.
Huh. You send him texts?
Aardvarks are terribly poor texters.
There are.
So yes. Yes.
Good to know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They're just not good at texting. They much prefer live human interaction.
Okay.
So go scratch an aardvark between the ears.
What's the difference between an anteater and an aardvark?
Aardvarks are smaller. They would only come up to, I think they would probably max out around your knee, where the giant anteater would really extend past most people's waist.
Oh, you
they're
could, like,
very, very large.
That's wow. Huge. All right, Lauren, you're going to be coming up next, and we're sticking with animals.
So SeaWorld is actually going to be phasing out the killer whale shows and the killer whales in the park, actually. So they announced this past week that the killer whales that they currently have living in their facilities will be the last of the orcas that they have. They're going to stop breeding them immediately, and they're going to start to phase out the shows. The orca shows are going to end in San Diego in 2017, and then the ones over at San Antonio and Orlando are going to both end in 2019. So you can still see them for a little while, but it does sound like they will have something related, but not the actual shows. So it should be interesting. I do have to say the show, the Shamu show, was fabulous there. So.
All right. This is going to raise a lot of eyebrows.
I didn't do it.
It's going to drop a lot of jaws. Chris, you're going to tell us the next story about the Magic Kingdom.
Okay. I want to preface this by saying when I first heard about it, I didn't like it, but the more I read about it, the more I don't think it's a bad idea. And I'll tell you why in a second. But what Disney is doing now is they're obviously they're just trying it out in April and May. They're going to go ahead and have on select nights extra a ticketed event in the Magic Kingdom for $149 per person. And that's whether or not you're a kid or an adult. It's $149. And I'll tell you what the dates are. Okay, the dates for these events are April 14th, 21st, and 28th, and May 5th, 8th, 12th, and 19th. And basically, most of these nights, the park closes at 10 or 11 at night. If you have one of these tickets, you can go in at 7, which is not a bad deal. The park closes at 11. And then you get 3 more hours on top of that. So I kind of like it because it is a lot of money, but for people who want to maximize their time in the park, all the big attractions are open. There's free drinks and not alcoholic beverages, just soft drinks.
Oh, sorry. You had my attention for a second.
I know, right? There's free soft drinks, free ice cream. There are a couple venues open. Casey's is open. Starbucks is open for all you coffee lovers. And you're basically going to be there from like 7 until 1, which is not really a bad deal, or 7 until 2 on some of those nights. And when it's hot and it's crowded, you can go into the park late at night and enjoy yourself. And because there's a limited number of tickets available, it's not going to be crowded. Now, the question is it going to be like Mickey's Not So Scary, where there are 25,000 people in the park, or is it going to be a much smaller number? So
I think it's going to be a much smaller number, and I think it's going to go away very quickly.
I don't know.
I agree.
Thought that too.
You think
who's
going to
pay $50 an hour?
That's not going to happen.
But you're getting more
than
that.
It's not going to be enough people to make it worth keeping the park open.
But think about it. If you don't have a daytime ticket, because you don't need a daytime ticket for it because this is your ticket, you can get it at 7. You can stay until 11. That's 4 hours. And then from 11 to 2, you have the park to yourself. Like, especially for someone with older kids that can stay up late. It's not a bad deal. And you're getting on Big Thunder. You're doing Princess Meet and Greets. You've got Peter Pan, Seven Dwarfs,
Mine
Space
Train.
Mountain. Yeah. Yeah. Mine Train. All the things that are really, really difficult to get on are available during that park, those park hours. I kind of like it.
I'm still going to call it. I think it's going to be, you're going to see this be a test and I don't think it's going to happen after that.
And you and I discussed this earlier and I agreed with you until I found out you could get in a lot earlier.
I still don't think it's worth it.
Lauren, I really think it's worth it if you're talking about somebody who is, first of all, if you're local maybe, and you don't have an annual pass, $150 for one big night, not a bad amount of money when you're thinking you're getting like 7 hours out of it in a less crowded park.
Now, I think it works in one case, and one of our listeners wrote in about a fast pass situation, which is similar. You know, they said, we never recommend the parades or the fireworks for FastPass because then it's like the last thing. But they said, you know, on the day I arrive at Disney World, I usually get there in the afternoon and I want to go to the park. And on that park day, I use a FastPass for the parades and for the fireworks because I'm only doing a short park visit. So this for a short park visit, if you're coming in on one of these dates and you don't, you know, so you're not going to be at the park at when it opens.
Right.
So if this is the day you arrive, you check into your hotel, you get all set up, you head over to the park at 7 o'clock, and then that would work out perfectly for your arrival date. And you just have that one special ticket and then you spend those extra 3 hours or whatever riding the rides. I mean, those 3 hours, I can't imagine that it's not going to be as popular, I don't think, as these other things because of the price point.
Right.
And because it's very late at night.
Well, so, it's twice as much money as like the Halloween party without all the extras.
Yeah.
And that's what makes me think that it's,
I think it's going to go.
I don't know.
I think it'll go away because of the price point's too high. The audience is limited because your little kids aren't going to be going to this because it's too late.
That's great.
Because it's great. Yeah. It's great for you. If
what
you
about
can
all those,
it.
like right now I've got two sets of honeymooners going, and for people like them, this is fantastic.
It might work.
It's a special occasion. They're spending money like they normally wouldn't spend, and they don't necessarily want to be in the park with a bunch of kids.
Well, I think it's going to be a definite obstacle if a family of four or five is considering it.
There's no way we'd do
crazy.
It.
That's absolutely crazy. But honest to goodness, we say this all the time. We say that Disney's off their rocker for this and that, but they know what they're doing most of the time and they're testing it and, you know, they're going to have a response.
Now,
they're going to have an audience for this.
When they had pirate and princess parties, you know, that was a great way to have a party that wasn't Halloween themed or Christmas themed, that wasn't tied to a season.
Any time of the year.
And they could do it any time of the year and people would dress up as pirates or they'd dress up as princesses and they would have these same type things that were priced accordingly to like Mickey's Not So Scary or Very Merry Christmas Party. And I thought those were great, but then they phased those out.
They should bring those back.
But it gave you a reason to dress up and do something and stay late and create a special ticketed event around something. Or the villains event that they did at Hollywood Studios. They should
do
that.
Yeah, for like 3 weeks.
They should do that.
No, but it's back. They have extended it to the end of May now.
The villains thing?
Yeah, the club villain has been extended to the end of May now.
So
I was kind of surprised when they did that because they waited so long to release the month of March. And then all of a sudden they released the month of May. So they must have gotten really great reviews and then a lot of requests for it or something because they kind of did a 360 on that one because they didn't announce anything and then they announced a lot all at the same time.
Well, there was an actual villains party at Hollywood Studios where it took over the whole park. And we were there that night just because we had
Oh, sorry. I
so yeah, yeah. But that as well.
the club villain.
Yeah, but that as well. And then that thing was so popular that people couldn't even get into Hollywood studios. I mean, the roads were all jammed. And then they did it one other time where you could, you know, take photos with these limited villains. And I figured, you know, that's a great thing to do for a slow month, like, or 2 months, you know, select nights where they just do it again and again and again. But I don't know why they've only rolled it out twice.
The only issue I have with it is the one thing that everyone has mentioned is they've mentioned two things. One thing was they compared it to e-ticket nights, which apparently, and I don't know that much about this, but apparently it used to be if you stayed on property and you asked about it, you could do like a late night in the park for 15 or 20 bucks and ride all the e-ticket rides. And people apparently love that. But of course they...
When was that?
Oh, like a long time ago. They were only the two resorts at the time. Okay. So
long time.
Yeah. But then they switched over to extra magic hours. And that's the big fear, is that people are afraid that this means they're phasing out extra magic hours. I don't actually think that's the case. I really hope not.
We'll see. Time will tell. Again, it's still just in a testing phase. It could be a great success. I'd love to know how many people are in that park.
I know. Well, and the thing is, they really don't even announce how many people are in the park for the, you know, Halloween and Christmas parties. But the estimate is 25,000. It seems like a lot more at times. Mm-hmm. So.
And the other interesting bit of news this week from Disney was the removal of parades and fireworks from Fastpass Plus.
Was that confirmed?
Yes, that was confirmed.
Okay. Yep. I just heard about that. What's the reason behind that?
I actually confirmed it in Magic Kingdom that effective for April, it's not happening anymore for Wishes.
Okay.
Huh. So is it temporary or we don't know? So you can't
We don't know.
So you can't book Fast Pass for April for Wishes or the parade at Magic Kingdom?
Nope.
So nothing for Festival of Fantasy Parade, nothing for Wishes, nothing for the Main Street Electrical Parade. They're no longer FastPass Plus options.
Huh. Why did they build all those areas? Are they having problems with people?
I think they're just going to use those areas for people to watch it.
I'll tell you
or
what.
Or they're
going
to freaking have
there.
Dessert parties in them.
I think that's what I think is going to happen. I think you're going to see one side as a dessert party and one side as open seating, basically.
Did
That's my
guess?
Prediction.
Yeah.
All right. So I'm going to grab the next story, and this is over at Disney Hollywood Studios. And over in the area by Mama Melrose and the Muppet 3D Theater 40, they have an area with a fountain and tables and such. And it's right now called that it's the Streets of America. But they're going to be referring to that area officially as the Muppet Courtyard. So we've got a little name change going on. And along with the name change, this is because there's going to be so much construction, so much being removed. They're just kind of changing things around. What they're going to be closing, and this will be effective the beginning of next month, a lot of things are going. And some of these I actually like. They are losing Lights, Motors, Action, Extreme Stunt Show. That one was actually pretty cool, but I can live without it. That was something that I'd like to see every 4 or 5 years. Honey, I Shrunk the Kids Playground.
Oh, thank God.
No.
Hello.
No.
Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
Lisa, it's been since the early 90s?
So?
I kind of liked it, too.
It was a place for your kids to just go crazy.
But they're building the Toy Story land.
I know, but I'm still sad to see it go.
You can go crazy there.
Not really.
Yeah.
The studio catering company, High Octane Refreshments, Watto's Grotto, the Writer's Stop. I love that place.
Yeah, that place I love.
So I'm going to be sad to see that go. And Use Guys Merchandise. How was that, Lauren?
I thought that was Lauren.
I thought that was pretty believable myself.
All right.
Lisa.
I don't like any of you. It's official. I'm just going to put it out there. Y'all suck.
Oh, wait, that was a little southern. Wow, look at her. All right, so use guys' merchandise.
Huh.
All right, so that's going. And the prop shop. So all of these guys are going away. All these guys. Sorry. And we'll see what's coming in their place. We've got some pretty good ideas. But exactly what's going where, time will tell. All right, Lauren, it's time.
So our next story is about a chocolate factory coming to Universal City Walk. I want a Oompa Loompa now.
That was awful.
Disturbingly good.
That was good.
So they're building a Willy Wonka-like chocolate factory restaurant in Universal City Walk. And I don't know. Do we know when it's supposed to open? Oh, it's supposed to open later this year. It's not actually affiliated with either movie, but the pictures that you see actually make it, you can kind of see that that's the inspiration for the restaurant. It's going to have some unique twists on classic steak, seafood, pastas, burgers, sandwiches, salads. They're going to have an all-day brunch, and the desserts look like they're going to be amazing. Looks like they have some pretty cool chocolate shakes and a peanut butter sundae and all kinds of crazy stuff. So I'm excited. I will be trying that.
You can have your Willy Wonka. I'll be hanging out at the ganachery at Downtown Disney.
I will go to both. I am not picky.
Here's the question that I demand to be answered. Will the schnozberries taste like schnozberries? That's all I need to know.
Yes. I
believe they will.
I kept having disappointing meals at Universal, so they're going to have to show me something really good.
You're eating at the wrong restaurants.
I don't know. I ate at that Margaritaville place, and it was horrible.
That's not a good restaurant.
No, it was bad.
It's a burger joint.
Yeah. I mean, that's your typical Hard Rock, Planet Hollywood.
Yeah.
Margaritaville, get a burger with some theming.
No, I expected more.
Mm-hmm. We ate there years ago. I mean, it was all the way back in probably 2009. And I remember it being good back then. So, that's been years ago.
It was really bad.
Yeah. I think the Willy Wonka Chocolate Factory concept looks pretty cool. I mean, the artist renditions look really neat, and it looks like a really cool place to go. And then if you just want to go in some place and have a really lavish dessert, it looks like they have everything.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a good addition.
Mm-hmm. Very cool.
I'm in.
Yeah, it sounds cool. We'll have to try it out.
Violet, you're turning violet. Sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Couldn't resist.
All right. That kind of wraps up our news. We're going to go with our swag winner of the week. Who do you have, Chris?
I've got Chloe, and she says, "Hi, my name is Chloe, and I've been listening to your show for a few months now. I was recently accepted in the college program, congratulations, over in Orlando, and found your channel when I started applying back in January. Your podcast is helpful. It's helping me get ready for the big move. Sharing tips, tricks, and all the latest news is what I now look forward to hearing when I start my week. When you mentioned the infamous turkey leg, I wanted to share some of my pictures of the event. We had heard mixed reviews about it and wanted to try it ourselves. I don't know if they are the same at Walt Disney World, but the Disneyland legs are very big. Chloe, they are very big at Disney World as well.
And equally as gross.
Yes. Well, I like them, I have to admit. I mean, we probably could have eaten it over the next 3 days. Anyway, we were so fascinated by this notorious meal, we pretty much documented our experience with a mini photo shoot. Not sure why, but I thought I'd share. Love the podcast and hope to meet you all in the wintertime. Have a great week, and I look forward to the next podcast."
Very cool.
Swag.
Thank you, Chloe.
Have fun
in the college program.
Yeah, and send us your shipping address at comments@mousechat.net. And you can see her photos over at our website as well under this. What was it? It was the Ghost Host.
It was.
Show notes.
We are going to be having our next Mouse Chat meetup. Our official meetup is going to be, drum roll please.
Oh, it's going to be nice.
we're going to change it up a little bit this year. And we're going to kind of get away from October and Food and Wine Festival. And we're going to go to the holidays and go on December, the weekend of December 2nd. And we don't have our full event yet scheduled, but we do want to let everybody know the dates because that is the official date. So put those dates aside and come out and meet us and hang out. We look forward to meeting
you. You know you want to. You know you want to meet us. We're Mouse Chat.
Wow. Yes.
That wasn't creepy.
I'm booking. I'm booking my trip right now, Sharpie.
Oh, wait. People just shut the show off.
I know.
Exactly.
All right. Well, I better hurry then.
No, and also real quick, if you're on iTunes, if you're listening to us on an iPhone or an iPad or an iTouch.
An iSomething?
Yeah, just you can go while you're listening and click on reviews and leave us a review, and that helps keep us in the ratings. So if you're on an iPhone, please leave us a review.
Awesome. And with that, I will grab the show and wrap it up right here. I would like to thank Pixie Vacations for sponsoring the podcast. If you enjoy our shows, you can download those in one of two places, mousechat.net, and also over at iTunes. If you have comments or questions for us, you can leave those for us over at mousechat.net. Thank you very much for joining us, and please join us again next time on Mouse Chat.